Welcome to the In Preaching Podcast, the weekly online and radio devotional inspired by Christian Imps. And now, please listen as our host, Olufemi Oguntoko, presents the 53rd episode inspired by the hymn, O Come, Emmanuel.
Thank you. Thank you so very much for joining us once again. What news? What news would most excite you right now? Or put differently, what are you most in need of that, if it were to happen as you wish, you would figuratively jump for joy and your heart would leap within you? What news is that? I pray in the words of Psalm 20 that the Lord will answer you, give you the desires of your heart, and grant all your requests. Yet, drawing from Luke 4:18 and from Isaiah 61:1, the two passages on which our hymn for meditation is based, drawing from those passages, I can boldly say that there is no news more exciting and no desire more dear than that which was proclaimed, that which became reality when a certain Jewish boy rose up in a synagogue, opened the scroll to the writings of the prophet Isaiah, and said, "To the hearing of all, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." That day, as Jesus said in Luke 4:19, the scripture was fulfilled, because the one who is the answer to all of our yearnings, the one who holds the key to the realization of all of our hopes and to the resolution of all of our fears, that one came to us, started his messianic work, and dwelt with us. Since that day, billions have become rich in the Spirit, rich because they received God's saving grace when they accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Countless others have had their pains and sadness exchanged for health and joy, and their ashes exchanged for beauty. Those who have been held captive by Satan and his demons have been set free. Those who have been powerless in the face of sin have received the grace of forgiveness offered by Jesus Christ. Nations and human hearts that were in darkness have seen the bright light of salvation, and they bear the easy yoke of Christ in place of Satan's oppression and the light burden of Christ in place of the tiring and crushing burdens of the world. And now, many who are yet to be saved, and all of us can hear the good news that God is with us, the good news that our Lord Emmanuel has come to dwell among us. No wonder that all the people, all the wise people who are eagerly awaiting divine intervention in any area of life can, like the people of old who eagerly awaited the birth of the Messiah, look to the Emmanuel and say, O come, Emmanuel. O come and ransom captive Israel. Ransom captive Israel that mourns in lonely exile here until the Son of God appears. And then, in answer, the angels sing the refrain to the supplicant, saying, "Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to you. Emmanuel shall come to you. So, the one who needs counseling and guidance says, "O come, thou wisdom from on high, and lead us in the path of right." The one fighting a spiritual battle or against hostile forces says, "O come, thou Lord strong and mighty, come thou Lord mighty in battle, and scatter your enemies." The one in the pain of sickness says, "O come, thou great physician." The one oppressed by sin or Satan or the cares of this world says, "O come, thou great deliverer." The one in need, no matter how urgent, says, "O come, thou bread of heaven, feed us with manna from above." The one who is sad says, O come, thou bright morning star, and bring us comfort from afar." The one who is concerned about the world and the prevailing strife says, O come, thou King of nations, let all our sad divisions cease. And in the face of death, the redeemed Christian says, O come, thou vanquisher of death, lead us safely through Jordan to our home above. And to each and all of these prayers, the angels bring the news. The news first broken about 2,000 years ago. They bring the news to you and me, saying, rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to you. Emmanuel shall come to you, O Israel. Dear listener, as the people of old faithfully and patiently awaited the advent of the Messiah, and as we count down with joy to the celebration of Christmas year in and year out, I ask you, the Holy Spirit urges you to patiently and with joyful assurance await the intervention of Emmanuel in your life and in your affairs. For assuredly, God is with us, God is with you, and at the time He has already appointed, He shall come to you and personally intervene in your private affairs, O thou inheritor of the promise of Israel.
Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to you.
May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. May the name of the God of Jacob defend you. May He send you help from the sanctuary and strengthen you out of Zion. May He grant you according to your heart's desire and fulfill all your purpose. I ask in faith, in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. The devotional book by our host, The Pilgrim's Joy, is still available. Please call or email for your free copy. The In Preaching podcast is produced by the Gospel Bell Support TV, a platform dedicated to engaging contemporary culture with the mind of Christ. Please feel free to contact us on 234-803-331-3632 or send a mail to info@thegospelbells.com. God bless you.